We're learning Shivat Yechavadat, we're in Chalek Bet, Siman Nun Aleph. Siman Nun Aleph is, again, about Hilchot Shabbat, relating to the following question. Ooh, Lulash Kavatiyan, Mechila. Okay, Lulash Kavatiyan, I apologize. Siman Nun Aleph is the following question. If you have you have already prepared tea. You have tea in the kumkum, it's already made tea. Forget tea bags. You're making tea with the tea leaves, the whole thing. With the hot water, how you got the hot water, we'll leave that for another time. You have tea in the tea leaves, in the pot already, whether it's regular tea or it's essence, tea essence meaning have been diluted, it's too strong. So what happens is, my grandma has one of these, it's a pitcher, it's hot in there, and you pour out the water into your cup. Now, in the, I was reading, they have, there's a filter in the zarbuvit. There's a name for that in English. There's a name for it in English. Zarbuvit. Okay, the spout. That's the name for it in English. There's a spout. In the spout of the tea kettle, there's something to block the tea leaves from coming out, right? Because you only want the tea to come out. You want the tea leaves to stay inside. Is that allowed on Shabbat or not? Now, what would you think? That should be a problem of borer, of separating, of miraked. Miraked is sifting. Now, sifting is when you take, like, a flour, right, and you put it in the sifter, and you shake it, and all the rocks stay on top, and the flour comes through. It's the same idea. It doesn't have to be flour. It could be anything. You're separating one thing from another. It's a mixture. And you're separating the tea leaves from the liquid. Now, is that allowed on Shabbat or not? So the Gemara in Shabbat says the following. Notem adam maim o yain slulim letocha mishameret b'shabbat ve'ino choshesh. Aval achulim lo. You're allowed to place water or wine slulim. Salul, let's translate as clear. We're going to have to define what that means. L'tocha mishameret b'shabbat. Mishameret is a net or a filter. And you don't have to worry about it. Okay, why are you pouring clean water into a filter? Why are you bothering? Aval achurim, lo. But if it's cloudy, if it's got stuff in there, then no. Now, if it's got stuff in there, so you're filtering. I get it. Why are you bothering putting something that's salul through a filter? What are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're playing games. Why are you putting water or wine that's salul into the filter? So they already explained, the Ran writes, that look, it's not 100%, you know, purified water that you get in Publix. It's not. There might be something here or there, but most people drink it regular. Most people are not makpid. Most people just drink it. They're not interested. They just drink it. They don't care. A couple of people won't drink it. They don't want to. Right? Unless you filter it, I'm not drinking it. So he says, that's called slulim. That is the definition of slulim. Most people will drink it. That's considered clear. Why are you filtering it? Because you're having a guest, someone over, he's particular, he's sensitive. Okay, but that's called salul. If most people are going to drink it without the filter, that's already called salul. Okay, and now the Bach disagrees. The Bach says no. He says even if it's a little bit, even if it's a little bit dirty, and some people won't do it, why are you filtering it? He says, it makes a lot of sense. Why are you doing it? Because there's somebody who cares. So you're doing it on purpose to separate the pieces, whatever's floating around, from the liquid, meaning if it's water, it might be sand. If it's wine, it could be sediment. That person cares. That's why you're doing it. So the Bach says, that's borer, merakid, whatever you want. But you're doing it, don't call me it's salul. If it's salul, why are you bothering? Apparently, it's not salul. If it was salul, you wouldn't do it. So the Ran, on the one hand, says, if most people drink it, it's fine. And the Bach is one of the early Achronim, he says no. Rabbi Yosef goes through to explain, says no. Most of the Achronim follow the Ran. Most of the Achronim ignore the Bach. Most of the Achronim follow the Ran. You have to remember, this was very, very, very relevant when their water sources were not very clean. Whenever you got water from the well, from the river, from the whatever, it's not as clean as the tap water we get. It's not as clean as the tap water. You got stuff in it. So, depends where you lived. Depends on the season. How much did it rain? There are a lot of factors in how clean your water is going to be. So this was very, very relevant back in the day. According to the Ran, as long as most people just drink it as is, you're allowed to filter it out. And Sefer Avudah on the phone here at Melech Rav, he says, even if you want to be machmir and say when some people do, that's only Nisur Rabbanan. But we generally follow the Ran, that as long as most people will drink it without filtering, then it is fine. Rav Yosef says like this, and he assumes. He says, look, let's say you get a little bit of tea leaves in your tea. No. You really care. You get a little bit of tea leaves in the tea. Is it the end of the world? Nah, a couple of tea leaves here or there doesn't really bother me. Right? A couple of tea leaves, okay, it's normal, it's natural, doesn't really bother me. That means that most people, he assumes, are not really bothered if there's a couple of tea leaves here and there. If you don't really care if there's a couple of tea leaves here and there, then it has the din of Maim Tzlulim. If it has the din of Maim Tzlulim, then you're allowed to filter it on Shabbat. Yeah. Yeah, he says Tzlul. He says Tzlul is Tzlul, 100% Tzlul. So why are you bothering? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the bath inside. Why are you bothering to do it? On the whole house filtered. So the same question would apply. The same question. Why is it any different? Most people drink the water without filtering. The people who don't like the Florida water.
This is not controlled anymore. The whole house filtered, it can control nothing. You open the water.
Okay. Don't open the water. And you open the water. You control by opening the water. Meaning, the question is as follows. In Florida, do people drink the tap water? Now, I think in Florida, the people who don't drink the tap water don't do it. So I don't like the tap water. But it's not because there's stuff floating around. I don't like the taste. Filtering isn't going to taste it. It's different. That's different. That's different.
For example, I have well water.
Yeah.
So I have a whole hospital
to it. I understand. So we have to be, okay. We'll have to think about that afterwards. Well water. Interesting. Okay. You should move to the circle. Okay. You see? No, you should move to the circle. Now don't say but.
By the way, I'll just put that on your point. What you said.
I think everybody.
What you said about the water and all that is because of the old days. Most of that, the history was started because of wine. Wine was very concentrated.
Right, it had sediment.
Exactly.
But the water was also dirty.
But there was no drinking wine. They were pouring concentration. And then
also, correct, also, but the water itself is dirty. You see chuvot, a lot of chuvot, about all these places, the water's like this, the water's like that. The water depends on the season, depends on the rain, depends on the snow. There's a lot of, the water was a big issue, cleaning the water. People get sick from it.
When you play on Shabbat, we have to be careful because the tea leaves are mikalei abishul.
No, I didn't say you made, no, I was very clear. You already have it from, forget how you made the tea.
Okay, that's it.
I was very, at the beginning, you have the tea. The only question is now, you made the tea kashir. Shabbat. Now the question is pouring it out. So he says, because most people don't care if you get a couple of pieces in your mouth. And even if you do, you just take it up, it's not a deal. So then it's not an issue at all. It's not considered to be borer and not considered to be merakid. He goes to Sefer Beit Menucha. The Sefer Beit Menucha says, no, it's borer. It's terrible. Don't do it. The Ben Yishchai quotes this, the Ben Yishchai quotes the Beit Menucha. He says, what should you do? He says, so what you should do is, it's a tea kettle, right? So don't pour it. Open from the top. And then pour it out gently, and you'll, more or less, you know, keep all the tea leaves inside. Now, the Shulchan Aruch there writes, you're not allowed to do that. You're not, once it gets to close to the end, you're not allowed to do that, for sure. Tea bags. Oh, tea bags is a separate story. So one second, tea bags is a different story. Just one, let me just finish this one, and then we'll go to the tea bags.
Who's using tea leaves?
My grandmother. No, there, so... Oh, no. So now you should know. Now it's a fancy thing again. Tea leaves are making a comeback. You go to Publix, tea leaves are making a whole comeback. You want to do the real thing. People don't want the tea bags. There's a whole comeback. It's a thing. No, now it's in. No, now it's in again, tea leaves. Yeah, no, so some people do it. I have a certain tea like this, and you have to do it in the French press. You have to filter it. There's a whole thing. I have one like this. No, that's a sachet. That's the same din as a tea bag. But no, they have like tea leaves. You can buy loose leaves. Yeah. No, check it out in Publix. There's a whole thing. Louisa also, but Louisa is a bigger. Louisa's not a. You can get Sheba Louisa, but that's like big. That's not like small. That's not. That's easy to miss. The tea leaves are small, so you need to filter them out. The Louisa usually comes on a stick, though. No? Ground?
Yeah.
Yee.
Like rosemary, you know? Like
really? They grind up the Louisa?
They
I won't tell. I won't tell anybody that you said that. Yeah. Yeah, so this is essence. Yeah, no, but the only question is how to pour it out. How to pour it out.
Tea bags,
I know, but my grandmother puts tea leaves.
Boil them.
Yeah. No, you take the tea bags out. My grandmother's going to yell. My grandmother, no. And, I don't tell my grandmother how to cook. That's what I do. That's my policy. But he says it's not a problem. It's because you don't care about it getting into your mouth. It's not really an issue. And he also quotes Rav Chaim Nair. Rav Chaim Nair is the one who we follow from Midot and Shirei Torah when it comes to Kazayit, Ravit. That's he followed the Sephardic approach in Yerushalayim for many years. Long story, leaving out the history. He says, look, there's a big difference. Dirt in the water, that's called psolet. Dirt. You're trying to get it out. When you filter it, you filter out the dirt. The leaves in the tea are not dirt. You want them there. Now you happen not to want them there. But it's not even a big deal. He says the din doesn't even apply. It's not really dirt. Now, okay, but now I don't want them there. Meaning, I wanted them there when the tea was cooking. I don't want them there in my cup. So, okay, he doesn't rely on that completely. He just throws that in addition. He says that's not an issue. When it comes to a tea bag, it's already separate. It's already separate. The water is just flowing through. Meaning, here, it's all betarovit. It's all betarovit. And now when you pour it out, as you're pouring, the leaves get held back. So I think there's even the question. He says mutar. But if that's mutar, certainly, kolshigin, that the tea bag is going to be permissible, because the tea bag is already separate. It's not, there's no tar, meaning in order to have borer, in order to have a separation, you have to have a mixture. When it's a tea bag, you don't have a mixture. If you don't have a mixture, so mamela, you can't have a problem of borer to separate out things, because it's not really mixed to begin with.